to Nagra. When the walls fell, this is Dan Owings, coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
Al Gore needs to apologize.
Because I think I know what you're going to say, and we haven't talked about this.
No.
But was it seven years ago or nine years ago?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, then never mind.
Maybe.
Well, 7 or 9 years ago, he predicted that all of the polar ice caps would be frozen. I mean, would be thawed out within 5 to 8 years.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, basically that.
Okay.
You know, because he gave us a load of baloney. A truck full.
He had science to back him up, Jason.
Semi-trucks filled with baloney. Science. And he just laid it out.
Science doesn't lie.
Al Gore lied. Somebody lied. Mike. What's the documentary
it's
guy?
It's Mike Rowe.
No, the liberal one.
Mike Wazowski.
No.
Mike.
You know who I'm talking about.
Greenberg.
Short, chubby. No, the short, chubby guy with glasses.
Hmm.
He's a super liberal, like extreme left-wing documentarist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. An Inconvenient Truth. Wait a minute.
That was Al Gore.
That was Al Gore.
But it was produced by.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
they should come shovel my driveway.
I don't think his name is Mike, though.
I feel like it was Mike.
Okay.
It is. Okay, so you called me around 7 o'clock tonight.
Sure.
And you said, hey, you know, why don't you just swing by my house and pick me up on the way to the podcast? Normally we meet here. And at the time, I'm like, yeah, that's great. I'm playing video games with my kids. We're laughing. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We eat dinner. And I go to the back door, and I had forgotten that it's negative 10 degrees outside.
It is cold.
And like 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there, for a split second, I looked out my window, and I'm like, is it worth it? Like, is the podcast really worth it? Because I really don't want to. I could be playing video games right now.
Sure.
Well, I'm on a brand new video game, by the way.
Fortnite
Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And it is the most super addicting game ever. You start out with 100 players, and one by one, you get eliminated in like a shooting, but it's like arcadey. And tonight, right before I came to pick you up, I came in second place.
Really?
Which is, I'm telling you, impressive.
When you start with 50.
100.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, there's 100 people. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten third place like 3 or 4 times. I couldn't crack the top 3. I got third.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight I finished second, and it felt good.
Felt real good.
I will never win that game.
First loser.
My idea is I just get a decent weapon and I hide in a bush.
Right.
And then as there's a circle that closes, that you have to stay within the circle or you die.
Yeah.
As the circle closes, I just go to the next bush and then the next one.
So if you are out there looking for Fortnite game tips.
Yeah.
Hide in a bush. Find a gun and hide in a bush.
Well, you got to have a shotgun and an AR.
Uh-huh.
Preferably a sniper.
Yeah.
If you could have one of those too.
Mm-hmm.
Fill up on the slurp juice.
Okay.
It's like shields.
Sure, whatever.
And you're good to go.
All right.
Hide in a bush.
The only game I play is FIFA. And I do play it with you every once in a while. And I mean, I don't want to say I own you, but...
I won the last game we played.
Yeah, okay.
After, did I?
Yes.
Yes. But, okay, stop.
You kept on sending me emojis after we played. One more, one more, one more.
Except all the right, one more fine. Turned out to be the middle finger.
And finally, I was like, I just need to let him win. Because if I don't let him win, we'll play all night. I got to get to bed.
All right. That'll be enough.
So, yeah. FIFA.
Yeah. Excellent game.
It's a lot of fun. I bet Cousin Chris is better than both of us.
I don't doubt that.
Is now a good time to talk about Cousin Chris?
Yeah.
So he is a listener to the show.
Fairly new.
Loyal.
Loyal for the past month.
Let's go with that. And
he's a loyal member of the family.
A loyal member of the family?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, a loyal member of the family.
So, and proud listener of Lower Road Radio.
Yes. So I don't know if he's proud about it, but I know he listens. So Chris wrote into the show, and he said, caught up on the Christmas show. I have to say I'm extremely excited for the soccer episode when it happens. That shows you that he hasn't been listening for very long, because when we promise something, we never come through with it. The fact that he thinks that it's actually a possibility.
In fact, in the past week, I think Husky Luke sent us something about Trailer Broken Promises.
Right, yeah.
Joe sent me something about the Trailer Broken Promises. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody else. Yeah. There's like three people in the last two or three weeks.
So many things left on the Trail of Broken Promises. Yeah. But
like this SNL, like Joe really wanted to see the SNL Mount Rushmore.
We're still going to do the SNL Mount Rushmore. Let's do Someday. It right now.
No, okay. I'm not ready.
All right. but this one is not going to get left. We are going to talk soccer because, as I read on, he said, I appreciate the shout out for my Gunners, a.k.a. Arsenal.
Is that their mascot, the Gunners?
No, it's... They don't really have like mascots like we do. It's just what they, it's like a nickname for them.
So like
the Gunners,
the New England Patriots, the Patriots would be the nickname.
Yeah, but it's not like that over there.
Okay, let's go on.
Anyway, although they have tested my loyalty this season so far, sounds like a team that I would like. I haven't listened to the most recent show, mostly because I haven't seen Star Wars yet. So I'm not sure if you discussed the official team for the show. If not, I'll be in town January 18th through the 23rd if you're looking for a guest appearance for that show, LOL. Yes, we are looking for a guest appearance for that
we
show.
We have no official soccer.
We need,
you know, go-to loyalty. Guy.
Yeah. Oh, go-to guy. I see. I mean, like, he's our soccer analyst.
Yeah.
Really quickly, here's my thoughts. And we are going to wait to select our English Premier team until Chris gets on the episode. Because Chris needs to he's gonna fill us in on some things that we need to know about the team.
Well, there's a lot of things I still don't understand.
Right.
Like the second leg. Right?
Right.
So when two teams play each other twice.
Yeah.
But the different goals are different based on home or away.
Yeah.
And I get the general concept, but I need that broken down because I got some questions.
Okay. So he's going to answer stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he's also, he's going to give us insight onto the team. So, for instance, let's say somebody moved to America from Scotland.
Yes.
And you took them to a baseball game and they're like, I like this. This is fun. And then they started watching baseball and they started getting excited about baseball. And then they told you, I think I should pick a baseball team. Which team should I pick? Okay. You could give them a lot of insight onto... Yes.
Before we get to that, is baseball and soccer the closest parallel?
Because
it differs per sport.
Yeah.
NFL, basketball.
Uh-huh.
Baseball, you have minor league teams. There's different affiliates. You know, the way the trades work.
Fine. You can pick whatever. All I'm saying is, if they say...
Okay, so like there's a salary cap in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's no salary cap in baseball.
Right.
So the Yankees can spend $800 million per season. And if you want a winning team, root for the Yankees.
Right.
If you want a team that's fun to watch, maybe Kansas City Royals.
Right.
Because once every 25 years, they're going to have a good team.
Right.
And it'll be exciting when they do.
Yeah.
But that's the difference. In football, there's a salary cap, and with the exception of the Browns.
Yes.
And the Bengals.
And the Patriots on the other side of it.
And the Patriots on the other side of it. Yeah. You know, I mean, those are very few exceptions. But the rule is... that those teams flop good and bad seasons every two or three years.
Which doesn't happen in the Premiership.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Is there salary caps?
No, you can spend as much money as you want.
Okay, so the high-end Premier teams...
Manchester United, now Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Okay, those are the high-end teams.
Right.
And then there's some low-end.
Right. But there's the whole demotion thing, right? So if you're one of the last two teams in the league, then you get demoted down to the lower league. So there's always some flux of new teams in and old teams out, stuff like that. But the teams that I listed, like Tottenham Hotspur, those teams seem, and Chris, I don't want to.
He's going to fill us in.
He'll fill us in. But it seems to me like those teams are always good enough to stay in the Premier League. But just the
top. So how many teams are in the Premier League? 12?
I want to say 12.
Okay. So the top six are probably always the top six.
In some form or fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the bottom six occasionally will rotate out.
Sure. Yeah. And then you'll have a team every once in a while, and Chris can fill us in. But like, if I am correct, like Manchester City, I think, was bought a few years ago and really elevated to like, where did these guys come from? Because it was bought by like a sheik or something and spent billions of dollars.
So, okay. So let's just say baseball. Because I feel like that's a good parallel. Without knowing a lot about soccer, I feel like that's a good parallel.
So if I came from Scotland and
you knew nothing about baseball, just nothing.
And I said, put all of your own... likes and dislikes and history to the side. you know, because I know you're a Reds fan and you like the Indians as well, just based solely upon which would be the best team to root for, which team would you give out as like, you should root for this team? This would be a fun team to root for.
Just two or three teams, I would say choose from one of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
I would say choose between the Yankees, the Red Sox, St. Louis Cardinals, possibly Chicago Cubs.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of a West Coast, maybe the Giants and the Dodgers.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Like if you're starting from scratch and you're just picking out a team, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the list. Yeah. Yankees, Red Sox, Cardinals, Cubs, Dodgers, Giants.
Okay.
That's it.
And then based upon what you like, what you care about,
right,
then maybe one of those teams would be, you know, obviously the Cardinals are just consistently very, very
historically
good.
Historically excellent.
Yes. But your chances of a team all of a sudden just rising out of nowhere and being great would be like the Yankees. Like if they have a down year, they're not going to stay down for very long
because right.
they'll just drop $1 billion.
Right. Like they're mm-hmm. doing this year.
Right. So when we're picking our team, then don't you want to pick a team like Manchester United that has
okay,
the
so
money?
I would feel like this. In a parallel of baseball, I would almost want like a Los Angeles Dodgers or a Giants.
Right.
A team that wins every 8 to 10 years.
You want the chance to win.
I want a chance to win.
Right.
If you win every year, and I don't know if Manchester United wins
every
year.
Well, they don't anymore.
But you know what I'm saying? If you're a Yankees fan and you always win,
right.
what's the fun in that?
So I will say this, and you know, I'm sure Chris doesn't like this because if he's an Arsenal fan, I think that Manchester United is the Yankees of the league.
Okay.
I am predisposed to like Manchester United because I've played a lot with them on FIFA. And because I was playing like two or three seasons in a row on FIFA, I just started following them on Instagram
yeah.
and Facebook. And so I get updates when games happen and
yeah.
highlights and things like that. So I feel like I know the team a little bit.
I gotcha.
I like red. I think it's a good color scheme.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Red and yellow.
Yeah, there's some yellow in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll have the white jerseys, the black jerseys, and the red jerseys.
My son is sold out on Manchester United.
Yeah. But he never says the name right. Like Chester.
I know. He's always trying to come up with nicknames for everything. Like, dude, it's Manchester United.
Yeah. But I can be talked out of it, right? So
yeah.
I'm not like.
You're not sold on Manchester United.
I love on FIFA playing with Wayne Rooney, but he doesn't play for them anymore. He went back to Everton, his hometown team. So,
see, like I've played with Everton a couple times.
Right.
I kind of like Everton.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them.
Right. So this is what Chris is going to help us
okay.
with.
I think color schemes need to go into it.
I would like to.
Listen, I know I feel like a girl when I say this,
uh-huh.
but I want to be able to possibly purchase a shirt or
sure.
a hat
I think
that I would like to be able to wear.
I think that should be factored in. I don't want to root for a loser. I have
no.
enough losers that have been chosen for me.
I mean,
I'm a
we're
Reds
Bengals
fan.
And Browns fans.
I'm a
yeah.
Bengals fan. You know, I mean, I'm an Ohio State football fan. They're a winner, but
yeah.
I'm also an Ohio State basketball fan.
Yes.
So,
and the Cavs,
I'm a Cavs
have
fan.
Been historically bad.
Good lately, but
a couple good years.
They're going to be bad again,
yeah.
and I'll still be their fan. So I'd like to root for a winner.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think this is great.
I mean, I'm tempted just to say I don't like Manchester City. I will say that.
See, I feel like.
I don't like their colors.
Would they be, they're like baby blue.
Yeah.
Or sky blue. Would they be the Boston Red Sox to the Yankees, Manchester City, Manchester United?
I don't know.
And Chris isn't really a baseball fan, is he?
I don't think
so.
I don't feel like he
would have a great comparison for some of
this
stuff.
We'll have to compare this to maybe college football for him.
Okay.
Because in a sense, college football has no salary cap, right?
Yeah.
Because they can hire coaches for as much
right.
as they want, and you can have great players. There's no limit on how many great players you can have.
Right.
So is this an Alabama, or is this a like Texas Tech, or an Oklahoma, or a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, see, that would be an interesting comparison. If someone came over from Scotland, they know nothing about college football. You get to pick one team.
Which team would you tell them to pick?
I mean, I would give them one from each conference.
Just pick one of these teams from each conference.
Alabama. If you're going to be an SEC fan,
yeah.
it's Alabama or maybe Auburn. If you're a, if you're a Big Ten, it's Ohio State, Michigan, maybe Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a day where Nebraska might have been in that conversation.
I mean, not while
that
they
day
were
is
in
not
the Big
today.
Ten.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 35 years ago.
But
in
the don't
Big
you
12.
Think, like, you could say, you could
Big
tell somebody.
Big 12 is Oklahoma or Texas. Pac-10 is USC or Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But don't you feel like you could tell somebody, like, listen, they're not going to be great, and I'm not saying they're ever going to win a national championship, but, like, Like Oregon State's a lot of like could be a lot of fun to root for. Like if you get behind any team,
well, I also want to see plenty of highlights and stuff like that. I want to see.
You don't want like some obscure.
It gets buried,
right?
You know, if you're like, I don't see the lower tier Pac-12 or East Coast. Mm. That's West Coast,
right?
I don't see those games. I don't see the highlights. You know.
All right. Well, that'll be on the Chris episode, which might be our next episode or might be the episode after that.
I think it might be two.
At some point, we'll have Cousin Chris on. Why don't we just, normally we do the podcast spotlight of the week at the end of the episode, but we'll just put it on the front because the podcast spotlight of the week is a podcast I have enjoyed for quite a few years called the Men in Blazers podcast.
Okay.
The Men in Blazers, they talk about soccer. They're both British guys. One guy's an Everton fan. One guy's a Chelsea fan.
Okay.
And they also have a show on NBC Sports.
Okay.
So you can, if you catch them on it, it's like a half hour show. And they're really funny, I think. And if you want to get into soccer, just listen to the Men in Blazers podcast every week. And eventually you'll start to figure some stuff out.
Well, and see, that's NBC Sports carries a lot of those Premier League games.
Yeah, they have the rights to the Premier teams.
And so once again, I feel like I want to look at the schedule. I know I'm going backwards again.
Yeah.
I want to look at the schedule. Who do they play often on TV?
Right.
Because that's what I want to see.
I think it's the teams we talked about. Manchester United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool.
So what's this podcast?
Men in Blazers.
Okay.
The Men in Blazers podcast.
And they talk all things soccer?
Soccer.
Or Premier League or anything?
World Cup? They probably talk more about the Premier League, the English Premier League, than any of the others. The Barclays. But they'll talk about Madrid and Barcelona if it's applicable. They'll talk about international soccer. When the World Cup happens, you'll want to be listening to the Men in Blazers podcast. They're going to tell you what you need to know. And they're huge American soccer fans, too, because they've been in America for a while and they're rooting for the American soccer team. And Men in Blazers.
Now, we just stumbled across a team from Italy.
Yeah.
Starts with a P. I think.
A P. I know Italy. There's Juventus, and then AC Milan, but I don't
know.
There's
another one, and they're really good.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't even know. Gideon was looking for a new team.
Yeah.
Because I beat him like three times in a row.
Yeah.
And he found a team that's really, really good.
I like PSG. I like the Paris team.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. They were better when they had Ibrahimovic, but now he's at Manchester United, so yeah. Okay, so there it is. Podcast spotlight of the week. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, Jason. What do we want to get into first?
I think we touched on college sports there.
So you want to jump into the college?
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, the Big Ten. Let's talk about the Big Ten. The Big Ten were 7-0.
Yes, at one point.
At one point,
they were 7-0.
They were undefeated. 7-0. Won every single bowl game that they were in. And then all of a sudden, Michigan loses to South Carolina, which we were happy about. We would have been fine if they won because the Big Ten would have been undefeated. But it's kind of funny, as an Ohio State fan, that Michigan was the only Big Ten team that didn't win.
I mean, they let us down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which brings up the question, and a friend of mine on Facebook asked this question, and it's an interesting question. Why do people take ownership of a conference? If you're an Alabama fan, you're an SEC guy. If you're an Oklahoma fan, you're a Big 12 guy, Ohio State fan, you're a Big 10 guy, so on and so forth. Like, and he likened it to saying, well, I'm a Dolphins fan, so that means I'm an AFC East fan. Or I'm a fan of North America, even though I'm, you know.
Like, well, I feel like that's opposite because for me as a baseball fan, I love the Reds, but I hate the Cubs. I hate the Cardinals.
Right.
I hate the teams in my division.
Well, that's making his point. He said it's silly to root for the teams.
Although I'm a National League guy above an American League guy.
Yeah. So I think you tell me what you think, but I think that the rooting for the conference, like I'm a Big Ten guy.
Yeah.
There's something like stylistically about the way Big Ten football is supposed to be played in my head.
Right.
And I know it's not the same as it used to be, but I have a sense that Big Ten football has its own DNA. Like we play football the right way.
Right.
And for me, I think that's a big part of it. Like, you look at the Big 12, for instance, and they're putting up these massive scores.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but they don't play defense and they right. don't really run the ball. So, but if you played against a great Big 10 team, then you'd lose. So, right. And obviously all the teams are pretty evenly matched. It'd be curious to look at, this is something we could have done, but why would we do this? Show prep. It'd be interesting to look at all of the, like the last maybe 20 years of bowl games,
yeah.
winning percentages.
Well, I was talking to a guy, he was actually a former college coach, and I was asking him about that. You know, how come the Big Ten, you know, is more of the traditional running game? You know, they don't air it out for 500 yards a game. Wouldn't it make more sense to do it that way? And he was saying how, unfortunately, if you do live in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, you know, these states, when it's cold outside, you're not throwing the ball around like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same as if you're in Florida or Southern California or Arizona or Texas. You know, if you're in Georgia or if you're in, you know,
yeah.
Mississippi, like some parts of the country, the weather is so nice that you don't have to worry about weather. You don't have to worry about the rain or the snow or the sleet or the rest of the stuff. There's a huge unfair advantage, in my opinion,
yeah.
when all these bowl games are played in Southern California or Dallas
yeah.
or, you know, in Orlando.
So it's like, hey, why don't you come up here, Miami
yes.
or Florida, and play
against us. Okay, so Ohio State beat USC. Like, pretty good.
Yeah.
But that game was played in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay. Which was, you know, neutral ground for the two of them. It's halfway between them. But if that game was played in Minnesota,
yeah,
that game's completely different.
Yeah,
Ohio State, I think, absolutely destroys them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. If you played any of those games in Cleveland, Ohio,
yeah, because as a Michigan, Wisconsin team, you have to build your team in such a way that says,
yeah.
"Hey, late in the year, we're going to be playing in some kind of nasty games.
Yes,
we can't be chucking the ball around all around."
That's
the field.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're not professional. Like, Tom Brady go out and play in the snow and do really well.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few guys like that that can do that. The truth is you're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, and half these kids didn't even grow up in the snow.
Yeah.
The Ohio State roster has guys on it from Texas and Florida and California and Arizona and every place, you know, every yeah. place else.
Right.
So these kids are coming to Ohio learning, you know, the weather along with the new football program.
Yeah.
You know, you got to play within your means and within the weather.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know if the bowl game is the perfect...
Sure.
Breakdown for what that looks like.
Well, just for the record, I pulled up the all-time bowl winning percentages.
Okay.
The SEC is at 57.2%.
Okay.
The Big East, 57.1%. The MWC.
I don't know.
I don't know that that counts because they're not playing.
Yeah.
I think it's Mountain West. I'm just going to do the big conferences. Okay. Pac-12. 53%, Big 8, 49%, Big 12, 48%, ACC, 47%, Big 10, 45%.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, is the Big 10...
That kind of helps your theory a little
bit. Yeah, it does, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Big 10, built for cold weather,
yeah,
going to play in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go up against USC in their backyard.
Yeah.
You know, in their home stadium. The weather's 72 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
USC's built for that.
Right.
Ohio State's not built for that. It's just completely different.
Yeah.
Now, I know the tide is changing and more teams up north are throwing the ball 8,000 times. Like, Drew Brees threw the ball a lot at Purdue.
Yeah.
I mean, he really aired it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not impossible for a college team to do that. Boise State throws it, you know, or in the past mm-hmm. have thrown it a lot.
But you do feel like a Big Ten guy.
Oh, absolutely.
You always root for
I'm
the
Big Ten. I'm a Big Ten guy.
Yeah.
With the exception of maybe Michigan, which I'm okay with.
But even still, if Michigan had won their bowl game, you'd have
I'm
been
okay
like,
with it. Like,
okay.
Perfect. The Big Ten's 8-0.
Right.
I love it.
You're rooting for the Big Ten at that level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I want the Big Ten to win because mm-hmm. it makes Ohio State look better.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a little bit of like... like when Oklahoma's the best team in the Big 12 and Ohio State's the best team in the Big 10, you have this sense like, well, Oklahoma wouldn't be undefeated in the Big 10. Like, because
oh,
the
yeah,
teams
right,
are
right.
so much better, they would have right. lost a couple of times.
Right.
And so that, like, yeah, your best team, that's not really indicative of how good you actually are.
I would also say this. I think it makes a difference. Have you ever lived anywhere else in the country?
Yeah.
Because for me, multiple times in my life, I ended up moving out of state.
Yeah.
Lived in Oklahoma two separate times in my life. You know, so I'm right in the middle of Big 12 country. And I feel like I have to stand up for the Big Ten.
Sure.
I feel like it's a bigger thing to have to stand up for who you are. You know, versus like if you grew up in the Big Ten and you've never lived outside of the Big Ten, I don't think you realize how big of a thing it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I will say, if you put a gun to my head and said, rank the conferences, the football, NCAA football power conferences, I mean, I don't know my exact ranking, but I would say the SEC plays the best football. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
I would.
I don't like that. I would put the Big Ten second.
Yeah. If you threw the Big Two, football and basketball, into it, I would say the Big Ten might be the best.
If you combine those two?
Yes.
Yeah, because the SEC is no good in basketball.
The SEC is no good in basketball. And the ACC, I mean, they have good years in football, but they're a basketball conference.
Mm-hmm. The SEC has
Kentucky. But not top to bottom. The rest of their schools stink in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Big 12's nothing. The Pac 12's nothing. Not in basketball.
No. Yeah, well, anyway, I do think that as much as I love Ohio State, I would say that the SEC is the best conference.
In football.
In football.
Okay. If you basketball, what's the basketball best conference? ACC?
ACC.
Yeah.
I'd say the ACC.
Yeah, I'm okay saying that. I'm allowed. I can give other people props.
Yeah.
ACC is the best basketball. SEC is the best football.
Mm-hmm.
If you combine them, it's a Big Ten.
I guess. I mean, that's a bit arbitrary, you know, like, because nobody would ever do that. I don't know.
I'm doing that. I mean, nobody would ever do that.
Okay. Well, so then the other thing, college football, UCF, Central Florida.
Yes.
Their best defensive player, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, only has one hand. Did you know that?
I did not.
I think he's a linebacker or maybe a defensive, like, end.
But is it a nub?
It's
or, like, where's it cut off at? Or is it cut off? It's, like, it's just deformed.
It's like, I don't know exactly, but maybe it's around the wrist.
Does he have a hook?
No, it's just, like, taped up. You know, it's just a...
It's just taped up? It's like an open wound? It's just taped up?
Well, I mean, like, you tape your hand, I guess, but he, you know...
Why would you have to tape it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a you know, I'm not could lacking
put,
a hand.
Like, you know, you've got shoulder pads. Could you put an arm pad on? Like a fist? Plastic fist that you could punch people with?
I don't think you could. I don't think they would allow that.
What about a hook?
Apparently he's very good. Like, he's apparently really, really good. Anyway.
Yeah.
They went undefeated this year. They won their bowl game.
National champions.
They beat Auburn.
Yes.
Auburn, by the way, beat Alabama and Georgia.
Yes.
So the team that beat the two teams in the national championship just got beat by UCF. Which is undefeated. And so they're hanging up a national championship banner in their stadium.
I 1,000% agree with this.
Yes.
I absolutely would do this myself.
Yeah. This is a you move all day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell us we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We were undefeated. Undefeated.
We'll take all comers. We'll play the winner of the Alabama-Georgia game.
Plus one.
That's what they should do. They should make a big deal about, you know, like, we don't even bring the cameras. Like, you know, just show up. We'll play you tomorrow.
Right.
Anytime, any place, we will show up and we will beat you. Just like we beat Auburn and just like Auburn beat you. Right? That's what the guy should do.
Yeah.
The coach should just stand up and really start calling them out.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like it would never happen
because
it would break all sorts of rules, but it would be super, like, the ratings on it would be amazing.
Oh, if it could be broadcast, it would be
if phenomenal. Somebody would pick it
what
up.
What if it was like you had to attend, like, no TV cameras?
No TV cameras.
Like, tickets would be
They put it in, like, a NASCAR stadium where they have, like, 400,000 seats or whatever. I would go.
It'd be exciting.
It would be exciting. Everybody in the country would be rooting for Central Florida.
People would have their phones out going Facebook Live with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that would happen. But everybody, unless you were a fan of Georgia, like Alabama, or Alabama,
right.
You would be rooting for UCF.
Yes. I think everybody, because it's the total chaos theory. It's the reason why we need more teams in the playoff.
So you approve of the championship ban?
Absolutely.
I do too. I think it's the right way to go.
And you're make undefeated. Me take it down.
Yeah.
We are the champions. Mm-hmm.
It's undefeated. Not even co-national champions. We're the only undefeated team.
That's right.
Nobody beat us. And we beat the team that
That played. We went to a legit bowl. We played Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like they played, you know, Boise State and
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the Hawaii Bowl.
So that being said, what is your prediction for who's going to win?
Alabama.
Yeah.
They're just better.
They manhandled Clemson.
Yeah.
And I know Georgia scored a lot of points against Oklahoma, but so does everybody.
Right.
So, except for Ohio State.
And here's the thing. There's a huge – did you watch that Georgia-Oklahoma game? I watched it, the whole thing. I can tell by your look that you didn't. It's fine. You don't have to watch every football game.
The fourth quarter on.
The whole point was that game was intense.
Yeah.
Like the emotional drain and all that. Mm-hmm. There's no way Georgia can do that twice in a row.
Right.
Like the Auburn-Clemson game, the energy level wasn't the same.
Alabama-Clemson.
I'm sorry, Alabama-Clemson.
Yeah.
It was completely different.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? I don't think Georgia can come up twice in a row and do that. That was an intense game.
Now, Georgia and Alabama have played already this year.
Yeah.
And Georgia won.
Yeah.
Which would make me think Alabama, it's hard to beat a team like Alabama twice.
Yeah.
Right? Alabama's going to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Saban will have his team ready.
It's hard to think Alabama is not going to win.
Yeah. I'd put money on it. I wonder what the Vegas odds are. Are they out?
Surely they are. I can look it up if you want to talk while I look it up. But normally, when I start looking something up, you just get silent and stare at me.
Well, half the time, I don't know if you're actually looking something up or if you're just, like, goofing off.
Can't I do both?
I guess you could. And the pause.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a podcast, Jason. You're a co-host of an international podcast. Because I listen to these shows all the time. I can tell one guy's looking something up, and the other guy is obviously filling in the space and not looking at him like he's an idiot, okay? So it's your job to fill in the space while the other person is looking it up and not just stare at me. I listen to stuff all the time, and they do this for each other, but you leave me hanging out there, and I look like an idiot, and you're like, what are you doing? All right, fill the space, dude. Okay,
I got it. Tonight's sponsor is brought to you by Arby's. I happened to have Arby's right before the podcast. Had an loaded Italian sub. Delicious. I also had the Buffalo Chicken Tenders. There's a 5-pack for $5.49. It's really, really spicy. And it might give me gas later.
Really?
But totally worth it. How long does it take to look something up?
Well, I don't know. That's the point.
Just go to ESPN. Uh-huh. Like, now it's a race.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you, I will find it in 5, 4, 3.
My page is refreshing right now. It looks like I'm going to know it.
And
Alabama minus 5.5
over Georgia. Alabama 5.5 over Georgia. So.
So Alabama, a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I would take Alabama on 5.5.
I
would give 5.5.
You would give 5.5. Yeah. So you say they're going to win by a touchdown.
Yeah.
I wonder if that line's going to move.
No, as the bets come in, it will.
So your prediction and my prediction, for what it's worth, is that Alabama wins by 10 points.
A touchdown.
Yeah,
a touchdown. 10 points is a lot.
It's a touchdown plus a field goal.
Yeah, I know, but in it is betting lines,
5 2-point conversions.
That's like. A huge
3
jump.
Field goals and extra point.
10 extra points.
All right. That's all the college football we're going to talk about. Really quickly.
Yeah.
The NFL playoffs are set. And there are no teams from Ohio in the playoffs.
There rarely is.
I mean, there are teams.
When that does happen, they often lose.
You know, Pittsburgh is pretty close to Ohio.
Yeah.
Buffalo's about. You know, if you're in northern Ohio, it's about a 2 or 3 hour drive, depending on where you are. So there are teams that are close to Ohio, but no.
In years
Ohio
past,
teams.
Indianapolis has done well.
Yeah.
Detroit, every once in a while.
Yeah, sure. Not the Ohio teams. But that's not going to stop us from re-signing our coaches.
Both. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a team?
No.
Either team.
I can't.
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
Either Cleveland.
Yeah.
Or Cincinnati re-signing their coach. Either one.
So you have
both happened. And the just one pick floated, one or the other.
And the Bengals, like, it floated out that that...
Like, they've agreed to terms, they're parting ways.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. He's 0-7 in the playoffs. Yeah. He had a pretty good run, but hey, 0-7 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to blame you for getting rid of that guy.
Yeah.
1-31 as a
never
record.
Never won on a Sunday.
Never won on a Sunday. Yeah. Dude, it's time to go. Yeah. Go be a coordinator somewhere.
That's right.
This isn't for you.
Yeah.
Not in Ohio. We are loyal to our coaches, but not to our fans.
It blows my mind. You pick either one of those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Either one
right.
should be you're fired.
Yeah.
It should be a Donald Trump. You're fired.
You're fired.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either one.
Yes.
And they both right. got extensions or renewals or whatever.
Whatever.
Marvin Lewis got a 2-year deal.
2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. Not like a, hey, you got next year to prove it. I mean, you got 1 year.
And if history...
2 years.
If history proves out one of the next 2 years, he'll make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
And they'll be like, well, he's making progress.
Every other year, he makes the playoffs and he loses in the first round. Meanwhile, it looks like John Gruden's going to go to Oakland.
Yeah, that's gone back and forth a little bit.
I listened to an interview with him today.
With John Gruden.
Yes, and he was basically like... Yeah, they haven't contacted me, but I've decided I want to get back into coaching, and I would love to coach there.
Wow.
So, and he's like buds with
Davis.
Mark Davis,
yeah.
Al Davis' son.
Have you seen his haircut?
It's the worst haircut.
I mean,
what's happening with him? Does he not have somebody close to him? Does he know how stupid that looks? He has to know. He has to know how stupid. He looks like he's from Dumb and Dumber. He has to know. It's got to be ironic.
It's a guy that has that much money.
There's nobody in his life that's going to tell him, dude, your hair.
Like, you need to do something.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. Can you, off the top of your head, like a real person, not like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
A real person that has a worse haircut.
Ben McAdoo's pretty bad, the former Giants coach, but not that bad. No.
Well, with his, when you add the mustache to it.
Yeah, it's the whole package. It's the whole ensemble. No, nobody's worse than that. If you were friends with Mark Davis.
I would tell him.
You would tell him?
I tell people a lot of things.
What if Mark Davis, like billionaire, it was like buds, like you guys were friends in high school.
Yeah.
And you just maintained a friendship or whatever. And then he like bought you a house and like, and he's basically bankrolling your entire life.
Yeah.
And you just get to be friends with him. Right. Like, do you still tell him or do you?
There are ways around this.
Oh, okay.
I had a friend who started losing hair.
Okay.
So I called Hair Club for Men and I gave my buddy's address and I sent a package.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'll tell you who it is after the show.
That's hilarious.
And so he got it. And really? His wife actually got the mail with the package in it, opened it up. Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
And she goes, honey, is there something you need to tell me? Are you feeling insecure about this?
That's funny.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
So that's the kind of thing you... Well, what would you do for Mark Davis then?
Well, I give him a $100 gift card to Great Clips.
I heard an interview with... I don't think he needs that. Great Clips could do a better job than whoever's cutting his hair.
Maybe
he cuts his own hair.
I was just going to say that. Maybe he's one of those guys who's like super, super rich, super, super frugal. He's like, I'm not spending anything that I could do myself.
Yeah.
And so like he cuts his own grass. Like a billionaire. Can you imagine any billionaire cutting his own grass?
Would you cut your own grass?
No, I would hire it out instantly.
You don't cut your own grass now.
No. That's beneath me. But,
I heard
our sister is super frugal.
Yeah.
She would never pay anybody to do anything like that. She brings her kids to my house and I cut their hair.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, I just did. Google Mark Davis hair and, you will not be disappointed. I heard along the lines of what you were talking about. I heard an interview with, and by the way, this is one of the pictures, so I called it right. It's him next to Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. I heard an interview with Ray, what's his name?
I don't know.
Raymond. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Romano.
Yeah.
And he apparently on the Everybody Loves Raymond show 1 year, there was one of the staff, one of the guys that worked on the show, had horrible breath, like really bad breath. And Ray found out that a tongue scraper is like 90% of the time will fix bad breath or something like that. And so there's these special tongue scrapers that you can buy. And so he wanted to buy this guy a tongue scraper, but he didn't want to you know, hurt the guy's feeling. So for Christmas, he bought his entire staff a tongue scraper.
Yeah.
You know, so he didn't have to single the guy out.
See, I would do tongue scraper and neti pot.
Right. So you're like kind of like it throws you off the scent a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, listen, these things, nobody knows about these things. Yeah. Like neti pot. Uh-huh. If you don't know what neti pot is, you need to own a neti pot.
I just can't.
Why?
I don't know. It's so weird.
It's like a little tiny tea kettle.
I know what it is.
I'm telling people who don't know. It's like a little tiny tea kettle. You put hot water in it. You shove one of the things up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And you tilt your head sideways, so lift up this nose. Little nostril. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to say?
Well, I don't know. You just started to say shove this thing up.
You shove it up your nostril.
Uh-huh.
Your left or your right.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
And you tilt your head and it flows through your brain.
Yeah.
And it washes the snot out of your head.
Right.
It's a fabulous thing. And then you turn around and you do it the other nostril, going out the other way.
Okay. Well, if you...
neti pot and...
If you want to know more about it, just Google neti pot, N-E-T-I-P-O-T, in videos. And you will be disappointed because it's disturbing.
We have a friend. His initials are J-D.
J-D.
Yeah.
Jad?
Yes.
Okay.
He did it with whiskey in the neti pot.
Why? It's like a dare.
Yeah, it's like a Christmas party.
He'll do anything that you dare him to do.
I double dog dare you.
He doesn't. You don't even need that.
I triple.
All you have to do is say, "What if you?" And then that's it. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. All right.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Dying for acceptance.
He sneezed for 35 minutes.
Yeah, it's
and his face turned red.
It could have been really good for him. Maybe it could have like cleaned him out. You know,
maybe.
I don't know.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. For the record, nobody should ever do that.
It's a bad idea.
You could kill yourself.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist or a doctor.
Nor do you play one on TV.
Or a podcast. But it was pretty funny.
All right. Getting back to our original subject.
Mark Davis, stupid haircut. John Gruden.
The Browns are not in the playoffs. The Bengals are not in the playoffs.
Yeah, they both have horrible coaches.
But there are 12 teams in the playoffs. Who are going to be the final? I'll give you the you want to start in the AFC or the NFC?
Patriots, Saints in the Super Bowl.
You have a Patriots, Saints Super Bowl.
Yes.
So the Saints are starting off, they don't get a bye. They're starting off by playing Carolina.
Okay.
That's not easy.
No. Yes. That's impossible.
That's impossible.
I'm sorry. I don't know, just some Patriots. No, that's impossible. The Saints. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Cam Newton stinks.
Man, I don't know. Carolina's getting better later in the year. And then after that, they have to play Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota's don't have a starting quarterback.
Very good.
Yeah.
Case Keenum. And then after that, so Philadelphia has the one seed, but without Carson Wentz, they're not exactly what they should be. So either Atlanta or the Rams are going to play them. I personally still have the Falcons as a sleeper out of the NFC.
Okay.
They're getting better. They're my NFC team that I'm going to pick. Just because I think something weird's
going to
happen.
Okay, I'm going Saints. You're going Falcons.
And then in the AFC.
It's the Patriots.
I'm going to say the Steelers.
Big Ben's last year.
It's Big Ben's last year. He's going to have to go to Foxborough and beat the Patriots in New England. I understand that.
It's tough to do.
But I just got a feeling like in his last year, he's going to go out on top. And I say Steelers win the Super Bowl, beating the Falcons.
Okay. I'll say Patriots over the Saints.
And you say Patriots over Saints. There it is. Take it to the bank. Or take it to... I mean, if you took that to the bank, they'd be like, what are you doing here? We don't take bets.
The Vegas bank.
Take it to the Vegas bank. All right, last thing to talk about sports-wise, and then we'll give our Netflix suggestion of the week. Isaiah Thomas is back.
Yes.
And right now, as we speak... The Cavs are playing the Celtics, so we're not watching it. But from what I understand... It's in Boston.
Yeah.
From what I understand, Isaiah Thomas is not playing because they wanted to rest him.
Yeah.
But he looked...
17 points in 14 minutes.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like he's going to fit in with this team, maybe better than Kyrie fits in with this team.
Yeah.
Now, you'd be an idiot to say that he's better than Kyrie. Are you going to say that?
No, he might be a better fit for the team.
Okay. He might be a better fit
there
for the team. I think Kyrie's maybe better than everybody realized. I was always on the Kyrie bandwagon, by the way. I've always thought he was amazing. But he might even be better than people realize, and he just needed some space to spread out.
Yeah.
And LeBron just, you know, wasn't providing that space. So as we sit right now, the Celtics are beating the Cavs 81-68. So I think they just ended the
third quarter.
So they're just going into the fourth quarter. So doesn't look good, and it doesn't look like Isaiah Thomas has any stats.
Now,
so
if Pop was your coach, it would have been hilarious had he rested Isaiah Thomas and LeBron James.
Right, and he would—that's exactly
just
what
rest
he
them all,
done.
And he would have played all the scrubs and let Boston win 110-50.
Right. Yeah.
Because the regular season doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, nobody's blowing up, but you know, it looks like basically just in general the Celtics are pulling away. But you know, what is that? 12, 13 points?
They come back.
That's
from that.
Not too much. No. The Cavs can hit 5 3-pointers like you wouldn't believe. So does this change your predictions at all? Because earlier in the year you were all on board with the Celtics going to the championship.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay. I mean, you pretty much guaranteed it. And I think you might have even said something like, you're not even sure that the Cavs are going to make the playoffs. So
no, I'm pretty sure I said with Isaiah Thomas,
uh-huh,
the Cavaliers will probably have the best team in all of the National Basketball League, including including Golden State.
Okay. So
I did say if you had a choice to keep Kyrie or LeBron, Kyrie might be the better keep.
I disagree with that because as we're sitting right now,
LeBron's having the best season of his career.
Yeah. I mean, he's already, it's not even an argument that he's a top three player of all time.
Yeah.
But as a top three player of all time, he's
currently having the best season
he's ever had.
Yeah.
So, no, you go with LeBron because he's amazing and he's still going to be good for a while because he's having his best year right now. He's figuring out a post-up game, which is scary.
He's got a little like fadeaway jumper going on, like the late Michael Jordan.
He could do that till he's 47 years old.
Yeah.
He could get 20 points a game doing a Karl Malone kind of...
He could get 20 points a game and 10 assists a game until he's 50.
I think he could. I really do. He never gets hurt. He's in peak physical condition. Nobody takes care of his body better than he does. He's super smart. I really think he could go 20-10 until he's 50 years old. I really don't think that's a ridiculous thing to say. But as it stands...
I mean, it is a ridiculous thing. Until he's 50, nobody plays till they're 50.
How old is Manu?
Nobody.
How old is Manu?
He's 50.
And he's playing...
and he's putting up 20-10.
And he's a shooting guard. Well, he's not putting up 20-10. But, so, do you give the Cavs a chance to beat the Warriors?
Gun to my head.
I'm holding it.
Golden State.
You still got Golden State.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry's back. His first game back, I think he hit 10 3-pointers. Yeah. I'm not joking. I'm pretty sure he did. So
Durant is a beast.
Durant is the best offensive basketball player he's the best scorer I've ever seen.
And he's putting together a defensive game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
I know. Yeah, he's playing defense.
You could say that he might be, top one or two players in the league right now.
Sure.
It's him and LeBron.
Him and LeBron, yeah.
Right?
Him and LeBron and Harden.
I mean, night to night.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have Durant or James over Harden.
I think Harden's third.
Durant's 7'2".
Yeah.
He's an impossible matchup.
Yeah.
And he's putting together a defensive game.
If you told me...
So when you had the best team ever in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
The best team ever.
Yeah.
73 wins.
Yeah, then you added...
Then you added Kevin Durant, who might be the best player in the league right now.
Still, if you told me I get to start a season, this season, with one player in the league, I'd still pick LeBron. Durant would be second, and it's a no-brainer, but I just think that LeBron is that good.
When you take the best team ever, and you add the second best player in the league,
Does your opinion change if they can add DeAndre Jordan?
Cleveland.
Yes.
Maybe. What do you have to give up for him?
Tristan Thompson.
I would do that.
And a pick.
I would do that.
Thompson's having a bad year. Like, yeah. Things have slipped for
he
him.
He knocked up one of the Kardashians.
Well, that's part of the thing. They're like, he wants to go to L.A. anyway.
Oh, yeah. Because
she's over there, and she's that pregnant, makes sense. You know, and he kind of wants to. And, but Tristan Thompson's like LeBron's boy. Like, they're pretty tight.
Yeah, but still, you know what? Let that go.
Just let it go.
Yeah. He's not. He's honestly not.
It is an. It's an all-star team. DeAndre Jordan, yeah. Kevin Love, LeBron James.
Isaiah Thomas.
And Dwayne Wade. Now, I mean, Dwayne Wade's not Dwayne yeah. Wade, but still.
Yeah, but and even J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver. And,
right.
I mean, that's just mm-hmm. an unbelievable
It's team. An all-star team.
Golden State is too.
Well, I like
Thompson, Curry.
If you can give Green, me DeAndre Jordan Durant. Like today, I want him today because I want LeBron. I want him within the next, at least the next
some
month.
Time to play together.
Because I want LeBron to figure some things out yeah. with him. But if you can give me that team healthy, I'll take it every day against the Warriors.
I want to see. I want to see.
LeBron's got some experience playing against the Warriors. He's going to have a plan in place, and he's going to know how he's going to beat that team.
Durant, Curry, Thompson, Green.
Yeah, he's done it before. He's beat them before. With a lesser team than this, by the way.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm saying too. We're both saying. I don't know.
Is there... These are the two teams, right?
Yeah, that's the two teams. I mean, people would say Houston earlier in the year, they were like on like this incredible pace. Yeah. It looked like Houston was going to be the greatest team of all time. But now Harden's hurt, and he's going to be out for maybe a couple yeah. weeks. Chris Paul's got a lot of injury history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not
I don't know if anybody believes yeah. that. Now... Oklahoma City's starting to put some things together.
Yeah.
And some people are thinking if those three can start to figure something out, plus Steven Adams,
yeah,
you know, that they could actually be a threat to Golden State.
Well, I told you early on, I think Oklahoma City is a huge sleeper. I think they could win the West.
He is the angriest basketball player I've ever seen.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm. He's my favorite.
I know he is.
If I could have anybody, it would be Westbrook.
And you wouldn't win the national champ. You wouldn't win the championship, but you just like him.
I like him.
See, this goes into our picking of a premier team because
I don't care if I win. I want to root for
like,
Westbrook.
Give me a guy like I want to. This is what we need to ask Chris: who is the Russell Westbrook of English Premier League soccer?
Okay,
and that might inform who you want to root for.
Maybe some 19-year-old kid up and coming.
But that's the problem: is when you start when somebody. People get moved around so much that it's hard.
Yeah.
People don't stay forever in one spot. So I don't know. All right. Well, I think that's all of the sports we're going to talk about this week. Jason, do you have a Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is a documentary.
Yes.
Called Discovering Bigfoot.
Oh. And is it a new thing?
It is. It was 2017, I think, is the date on it. So it just came out. The guy, Todd Standing, is the guy who's put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Todd is not the most credible source, but Jeff Meldrum's on there.
Sure.
And Jeff Meldrum's like the yeah. Bigfoot guy.
Jeff.
He's Idaho. He's called Jeff. The, mm-hmm. I can't remember his.
Sure.
He's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
He's Jeff Meldrum's the Bigfoot guy.
Yeah. If you've seen we all know this.
If you've seen anything on Bigfoot, you've seen Jeff Meldrum interviewed.
Okay.
So Todd Standing brings on Jeff, and they go through the woods, and they do some different things. And I just feel like the whole time that Todd's, like, set some stuff up ahead of time, or, like, he's got a guy doing things ahead of them, or,
yeah.
like, there's a lot of weird things. I'm like, I don't quite get what's going on. And, incredibly so, this Todd has multiple shots of Bigfoot on
Bigfoot. Wanna stay when you...
What is going on over there?
Sorry, I was...
I'm trying to talk
I'm
about
sorry.
My Netflix.
Yeah,
we're fidgety. You're just like my son Gideon. Stop. Just stop. Stop pushing buttons. Stop screwing around.
Listen.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Every time. I've told Gideon that 100 times today.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
I have responsibilities. I have to cue up the song.
We're
going to play
close to the song.
Well, actually, we are pretty close to the song. We're doing the Netflix suggestion of the week, which is the last thing in the podcast. Finding Bigfoot.
Discovering Bigfoot. Finding Bigfoot is the animal planet.
Oh, excuse me.
It's completely different.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bigfoot. Don't press the button. Oh, my gosh. I love Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
And gun in my head, he's real.
Okay.
I believe Bigfoot is out there. Not a single mm-hmm. entity, one so hairy man running
he
around.
He or she. He and she.
There are many big feet.
Okay.
I believe this.
You're a Bigfoot believer.
I think
believer.
There's probably 15,000 in North America.
Not just... Not just...
What?
That's fine. It just caught me as funny.
Why is that funny?
So it's not just did Bigfoot exist, but no, does...
Yes.
In Ohio.
Yes.
See, that's where I draw the line. Like, you could convince me, like, Canada's a really big country.
Yeah.
There are a lot of places in Canada that nobody's ever been.
Yeah.
You could convince me, like...
There's a population like Ewoks that are like
There's
Bigfoot.
A little Bigfoot yeah. community where nobody's ever been out in the middle of nowhere in Canada. You could convince me of that.
They're really big on Bitcoins.
There is no Bigfoot.
No, there
big
is.
Or Bigfeet in Ohio.
There is.
There's not.
There is. Listen.
There's not.
Listen, I'm a believer.
I know you're a believer.
And if you tell me.
I'm just asking you to rein it in a little bit.
Listen. If we're driving home tonight, which we're in the same car. If we drove home separate tonight,
uh-huh.
I get home, you get home, you immediately call me and say, Jason, I saw UFO.
Yeah. You're going to believe me.
I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
Why would I think you're lying?
I don't know.
I'm a believer. You tell me you sure. saw it, I believe you. Mm-hmm. That's Loch Ness, that's Bigfoot, that's yeah. aliens, that's whatever you want it to be.
Right.
If mm-hmm. you tell me you saw it, I believe it. I have a friend
uh-huh.
who on... Over by Elm Creek,
uh-huh.
saw a UFO rise up out of the water
yeah.
and take off. And he tried to follow it for a while and couldn't keep up with it. I believe him. He has no reason to lie.
I once saw a chimpanzee eating grass in a ditch in Waldo.
I don't believe you.
Well, I did. I don't care who believes
me. Are you
me.
Sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure it's a chimpanzee?
It was some kind of big monkey.
Okay, now listen. Chimpanzees are on the smaller side of the monkey world. There are apes. There are gibbons. There's lots of different monkeys.
I don't know.
And apes.
I don't know what it was, but it was
you
about.
You specifically said chimpanzee.
I just don't know. It was like the size of a second grader.
Gus.
Yeah, it was about Gus's size.
Did it have hair?
Yes.
Top to bottom. Was it wearing clothes?
No. Not that I could tell.
Didn't have monkey clothes on.
Didn't have what?
Like circus monkey clothes.
No.
Eating what?
Like it was like eating something out of the grass. I don't know. I don't know that it was eating the grass, but it was eating something like out of the grass.
I don't think monkeys eat grass.
It was like picking something up out of the grass. It was standing next to a mailbox, kind of like sitting like with its arm around the mailbox and like eating something.
Was there anybody else around?
No, I was just by myself.
Okay, was it? Like near the gas station?
It was on the, Prospect side of the railroad tracks.
Okay.
You know the road where the pool is?
Yes.
So it's like.
The park?
Where the park or the pool
yeah.
is. So drive over the railroad tracks
yeah.
about 100 yards on your right.
Huh.
Now, I do know that there was a guy in Waldo that got busted for having exotic animals.
Okay.
Like 10 years ago. And they came and took a lot of them.
You know what? I believe you.
I know what I saw.
All
right. So that's your Netflix suggestion.
Discovering
Bigfoot.
Yes.
And you believe there is Bigfoot.
15,000 Bigfoot in North America.
In Ohio. That's what
Not 15,000 Bigfoot in Ohio.
I know, but they exist in Ohio.
Bigfoot exists in Ohio.
Okay. That's where I draw the line.
Listen, there are many, many eyewitness reports.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not one or two. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking literally 100 every year.
Yeah.
Minimum. 100 every year eyewitness yeah. reporting. In Ohio. There was one spot over near Cardington.
I can be a bit of a skeptic.
It was crossing 5.
Sometimes 26, I'm a bit of a skeptic.
729, something like that. You are a skeptic.
I am.
Absolutely
I
you
am.
Are.
That's true.
I'm a believer.
Well, good for you. All right. My Netflix suggestion of the week is found on Netflix. It is a TV show called Longmire. It's about a sheriff in a fictional...
Did you already give this one?
No.
Okay.
If I did, I apologize. I've now seen it all, so I can give
I feel like you might have done it when you first started.
I can. Okay, maybe, because we finished it. Now I can give a definitive, review on the show.
Okay.
It's about a sheriff... in Absaroka County, which is not a real county, in Wyoming.
Okay.
And his deputies and, murder investigations, so on and so forth.
Shot the sheriff.
I like the show a lot. We really enjoyed it. We watched every episode.
Yeah.
But I will say, for my money, I'm not happy with the way they tied it up at the end.
Will there be a second season?
There were 7 seasons, and no, this is the last season. I've done a lot of research. It is D-U-N. Okay. Especially the way they ended it. It was like, yeah, that's they tied everything up.
So, just like Luke Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
he, like, faded into the sun.
Sure. I mean, there was a bit of a riding into the sunset moment, I guess you could say. So, they tied it up,
I mean,
obviously, but I don't like what Western, they did.
Right? You trail off in the sunset?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not, it's modern day, but... You know, it is a Western, I guess. It's a modern-day Western. I just don't like some of the decisions they made with the characters.
I will say this. I need more Westerns in my life.
It's good.
I love Westerns. Classic Westerns.
Yeah. Seems like I saw a Western recently that I liked.
Did you see
a
Magnificent Seven?
I did.
I liked it.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There it is. Well, Jason, do you have any suggestions?
For what?
I don't know. I'm tired. Do you have anything else to say?
Food suggestions?
No, I was just going to say, do you have anything
Arby's,
else to say?
The Arby's chicken tender buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken
tenders.
You
ate them before the show.
I ate them before the show.
Yeah.
They are sitting on the heavy side right now.
You did not dip them in ranch or blue cheese.
No, okay. So first of all, I absolutely love buffalo sauce.
I do too.
Like the best.
Uh-huh.
If I could choose any sauce.
Oh, come on. Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore of sauces, buffalo sauce. Come on.
I don't know.
Buffalo sauce.
Ketchup. Mustard. I mean, those two are a slam dunk.
Sriracha.
Mayonnaise.
Oh.
Ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise belong on the Mount Rushmore of sauces. Those are the three big ones. Now you're down to the hollandaise. You're down to the au jus. You're down to the cheese sauce.
Oh my gosh.
You know, there's a lot of sauces out there. Okay, but I believe that ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise belong on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay, I feel like you can only have two of three of those. Because we have George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
I can only have two out of...
Of those three.
Of those
because
three?
Because those are primary, like, hamburger hot dog condiments.
They're also distinct, though. You know, not one is like the other. And you mix all three of them together... You get a H-E-double-L of a fry sauce.
I love horseradish sauce, too. Horsey sauce, horsey Arby's. Sauce, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of it's Arby's sauce.
I'm not a big Arby's sauce fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Arby's sauce.
No, I go straight horsey sauce.
Okay.
Every time.
Hmm.
Are we going to have sauce?
All I'm saying is that I don't know that, but I like... Listen, I like buffalo sauce. I don't want to... The last thing I want to do... Literally,
yes.
The last thing I want to do is come across on this podcast showing any kind of...
Negativity towards buffalo sauce.
I'm a fan. I like buffalo sauce.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah,
where do you rank buffalo sauce in your enjoyment?
A 9.
That's really, really good.
I love
is
buffalo sauce.
Is anything a 10 for you?
Really good honey mustard.
I do like a good honey mustard.
And I make my own honey mustard.
Now, I'll say this. On a scale of 1 to 10, ketchup's a 2.
I don't like ketchup.
I hate ketchup.
I don't like ketchup, but it belongs on the Mount Rushmore.
I never use ketchup.
Neither do I. Do I? Sometimes I'll use it to make a fry sauce.
Nope. I don't even do that.
Yeah, actually, I do.
I don't.
I mean, you don't care. Okay.
I do horsey. I do mayo. I do mustard.
Mm-hmm. Here's, you can make your own honey mustard at home. Listener of the show. One part honey, one part mustard, 2 parts mayonnaise. Mix them together. You'll be glad you did.
Okay.
It's really good. It's better than any honey mustard that you'll find at the store.
Now, garlic butter sauce.
Like the Papa John's sauce?
Papa John's. That is also delicious.
That's a good sauce.
Which I got you on putting it in your mashed potatoes.
And it was good. I'd never thought about how many great sauces are out there. So many great sauces.
We could have a sauce podcast.
We could have a sauce draft.
It'd be real saucy.
We should have a sauce draft.
Ooh.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, a sauce draft, we could easily pull off.
10 of each?
Yeah, a football team. 11 on 11.
All right. That's it. I don't have anything else to say. But when I was fidgeting earlier,
yes,
I had the SoundCloud app on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I follow one artist on SoundCloud.
The best.
The best. And that is David Killed the Giant, otherwise known as...
Davey C.
Davey C.
And he is the only person worth following on SoundCloud.
Yeah. if he ever took his account off of SoundCloud, I would delete SoundCloud.
There's no reason to have it without him.
But, I don't know, but might not be the right
word. Did he write us this thing yet?
I don't think he wrote us a song yet. But while you were talking earlier,
yeah.
I got a notification on my phone that he just, right now, just added a new track.
Okay.
I haven't listened to this track.
Oh.
But this is going to be the world premiere of David Killed the Giant's new track. It's called In Air of Dirt.
Is it explicit?
I don't think Davey C has explicit lyrics.
So I'm pretty sure. You could listen to it in the car with the kids. You don't have to worry
about it.
Might
be a shoot or a darn, you know? Maybe a dang, you know? But okay. He might even throw in a crap. I don't know if he would or not. But I would. I'd listen. I'd happily.
Which is how I refer to most Christian rap.
Crap?
Yeah, C rap. Christian rap.
Well, here we go. In Air of Dirt, world premiere, David Killed the Giants.
In three.
New song.
Two. One.
Want to stay when you want to go.
This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
And in this moment I am nothing but alone. And in this moment I have nothing left.